Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Friday, May 20th, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
It was another choppy but ultimately inconsequential day for the markets, and though the S&P 500 dipped briefly into official bear market territory, it recovered and closed up very slightly from yesterday. It ends the week 18% below its January high. The Dow and NASDAQ were also basically unchanged.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Third time's the charm, I guess. Boeing's beleaguered Starliner spacecraft has successfully entered orbit on its way to the International Space Station. Two previous launches of the self-driving spaceship failed, and even this test flight had some hiccups. Two of its four main thrusters didn't turn on. In a few days, the autonomous craft will face another major test, getting back to Earth.
There's new evidence that Ginni Thomas, the ultra-conservative wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, was involved in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Washington Post has the scoop. After Arizona called the state for Joe Biden, the paper reports Ginni Thomas sent emails to lawmakers asking them to dismiss Biden's popular vote win and choose, quote, a clean slate of electors. Thomas argued the vote had been fraudulent.
I hope your AC is working. It's going to be hot and crispy this weekend. We're talking over 90 degrees in the Northeast. The National Weather Prediction Center forecasts more than 100 temperature records to be tied or broken in 20 states. While some say this is tied to global warming, I personally believe it's because Harry Styles released a new album this morning.
More information is coming to light about the online history of the suspected gunman in Buffalo's mass shooting. At least 15 people joined the suspect's Discord server just before the attack, and NBC News says the server linked to several YouTube videos with instructions on how to illegally modify assault rifles. Those videos violate YouTube's rules, but they were still live as of Thursday night. Email us with your thoughts or suggestions at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, a look behind the scenes of the Great British Bake Off through the eyes of a former contestant and one of my favorites, Christelle.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Calendly, Gong, and HubSpot. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
The Senate is sending a baby formula bill to Joe Biden's desk after it also passed the House. Half of all families who buy formula do so with help from the federal WIC program, but they're limited to buy from only one supplier. The new law will waive that restriction during emergencies. A separate bill that would give the FDA emergency funding to handle the baby formula crisis faces GOP opposition.
A New York nonprofit is donating $1 million to the three known living survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre. All three survivors are over 100 years old. They were children when, in 1921, a white mob killed hundreds of black people and burnt the prosperous 40-block neighborhood known as Black Wall Street to the ground. There's never been any restitution for survivors, and a judge only recently allowed a 2020 lawsuit against the city of Tulsa to proceed.
Christian Cooper was falsely accused of threatening a white woman in Central Park 2 years ago when he was simply birdwatching. Now he's taking his passion to a whole new level. He's getting his own National Geographic show called Extraordinary Birder. Cooper tells the New York Times he's excited to re-enter the public spotlight on his own terms.
Twitter has introduced a new policy to boost credible information and suppress, quote, viral misinformation in times of crisis. According to Twitter's head of safety, the platform won't allow likes, retweets, or shares of content that may be false or a mischaracterization of what's happening. It plans to start with tweets about international armed conflict and could expand.
Coca-Cola is updating its plastic bottles in the UK so the caps don't actually come off. They just stay attached. Always. No cap. Or I guess permanent cap. The idea is to cut down on litter. Just a litter bit. Sorry about that. All of Coke's various sodas should have attached caps in the next 2 years, but for now, the transition only applies to UK bottles. The Great British Baking Show, or Bake Off if you live in the UK, is one of my comfort shows, especially during the pandemic. And the most recent season had one of my absolute favorite contestants, Christelle Pereira, who made it all the way to the finals.
Star Baker and Patisserie Week. I'm in the final. There is just a lot of things that don't make sense.
From her amazing bakes to her humble personality, Christelle was a real star during her season. And I'm really excited to say she's here to chat with us right now. Thank you for joining, Christelle.
That's really sweet, but thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited for this.
You have described yourself as more of a cook than a baker. So what was running through your mind when you were first cast on the show?
Honestly, what was running through my mind was, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be here. This is a massive mistake. My imposter syndrome went through the roof and I just thought, well, this is going to be a nightmare. I'm going to embarrass myself on national TV.
But then you didn't and you made it all the way to the finals. So what was one of the things that most surprised you about actually being a contestant in the show?
I think me personally, I think I surprised myself that I was getting through every week. I hadn't baked about 99.9% of the things I baked in that tent. Mm. And so I look back on the show and think, I actually can't believe I baked all of those things. And I did them on time, did them within a really short time frame, and kind of baked, what was it? Basically 30 bakes in that tent, which is just crazy.
Here in the US, reality shows can be really cutthroat. And the Great British Bake Off is the exact opposite, or at least that's how it comes across. So is it really that way behind the scenes?
It is. And like, do you know what? I think that's what's so nice about the show is you basically forget it's a competition. Like, they're not your competitors, they're your friends. And I think what was so nice about our series was we were all in a COVID bubble. Mm. It just meant that we were all living together, we were eating breakfast together, we were in the practice tent together, and we became so, so close.
What's your favorite moment behind the scenes, you know, once the cameras were off?
I think this was one of the moments when I really felt like this is really a part holiday. It was a really sunny day in the evening. Paul and all the home economists made us all fresh pizzas. There was a wine bar, there was music. Jürgen got out his trombone and started playing music. And I just felt like I was in some Italian resort.
They should sell Bake Off vacations. That sounds beautiful. Oh my, I would
gosh,
buy that package.
That is a really good idea. I think you're onto something.
So for listeners who might not know, there are two judges, Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood, who has this icy blue stare and who everyone wants to impress. And you, Christelle, impressed him. He famously gives you a baker's handshake when he's happy. But in the final, you also served raw focaccia bread.
What have you done?
I don't know.
That is actually raw. Has it been in the oven?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. That's bizarre.
It's got no rise on it at all. That's Sorry inedible, that one.
That's a pity.
What was running through your head in that moment?
Honestly, I just remembered my heart sank and I took it up. And it was actually Prue's face that did it for me, because I looked over and Prue cut open the focaccia and I just looked at her face and I just knew something wasn't right. And yeah, my heart sank. Now that it's happened and I've had time to process it and kind of get over the sadness and the heart sinking, I've kind of realized I'm happy in a way that it happened, because it shows viewers at home that I am an amateur baker and these things happen in baking. You know, baking is a science, and if something in that scientific formula doesn't work, you know, it won't come out right. And I'm kind of happy in a way that viewers get to see that side of baking, that it's not always perfect and you just got to move on and try again.
So for anyone who is just starting out baking, what's one tip that you have for them?
I would say is just try and try again. I had a lot of trial and error. And that's because I started baking in the mindset that baking was the same as cooking. And it's not. You know, you need to have a measuring scale and you need to have a lot of patience. And also, Google is your best friend. Everything and anything is out there. All the tips and tricks on what to do. But always start simple. Try and master one thing, like a cake. And then once you've done that, then you can move on to biscuits and then pastry. And then you can start adding in your flavors and get really creative. But start simple, trial and error, and use Google.
Christelle Pereira, you are as delightful in person as you are in the show. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
The Refresh from Insider is produced by Frank Alito, Grace Eliza Goodwin, and us, Rebecca Ibarra.
And Dave Smith. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer, Andy Bowers is head of audio at Insider, and we had extra help this week from Rob Gunther.
Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.